Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, we tell you about a fire at Disney World. It's a lousy day to fly, especially back east, and Marriott is giving away Wi-Fi at more of its properties.
At 3:15, we continue our local look at food tours in big cities by taking you to Hawaii, to Honolulu, to meet a noted food writer and reviewer turned tour guide. Local, ethnic, and exotic foods in the islands. Yum, yum, yum.
At 3:35, we open the Suitcase O' Prizes.
Now, that would be the Travel Guys equivalent to the prize clause that I might point out.
You betcha. The Suitcase O Prizes, and invite you to call in and win. A hint, it's a little quiz about national parks. Great prizes. Call after the news, bottom of the hour.
And at 3:50 in our entertainment segment, we introduce you to one of the Jersey Boys. And we have a pair of tickets to give away to a lucky Travel Guys listener.
Food, fun, prizes, the Jersey Boys. Yes, it's the most entertaining hour of radio in Sacramento. It's the Travel Guys.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man, king of the road, riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, what do you know? Here we are again, ladies and gentlemen. Another edition of the Travel Guys is on the air. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman. On my left, program brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, how you doing?
Huh? I'm doing pretty good.
You've been grinning.
It's been a great week for baseball fans in Northern California.
I was just going to say, Mark's been grinning from ear to ear.
We'll let this go after, probably a few more days. But for now, it's just a really sweet. You know, I heard a promo for the Giants on another radio station the other day said something about you're living in the greatest time in history for Giants baseball fans. And indeed, that's pretty much true. Another World Series that nobody thought that they would even win. I guess this is a travel show. We probably should talk about travel.
I know, but I think folks that listen to this show know what an avid Giants fan we both are, and particularly you. And, I have to tell our listeners that when Mark and I get together, you would think that immediately the conversation would go to, what are we going to do on the Travel Guys show this weekend? But it always starts off with at least 5 minutes of, how about that Giants game? Yeah. And did you see that? And
hasn't always been pleasant. It wasn't always pleasant this year. It was an interesting, but my goodness, Madison Bumgarner is now truly one of the greatest pitchers in World Series history. I mean, and the statistics back it up. So amazing. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, let's get to work. We got lots to cover. So let's fire up the band, if you would, Luis and Mark. Bring us up to date on what's been going on in the travel news since the sorry
right.
last.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today. I mentioned in the headlines that there was a fire today at Disney World. Actually, this was last night. Embers from a Walt Disney World fireworks display caused a small fire at the family-friendly Seven Dwarves Mine Train ride at Disney World.
Wow, that would be right there in Fantasyland. I mean, I was just there a little over a week ago.
A Disney spokesman said they believe fireworks fell from the Magic Kingdom fireworks show and ash landed on the top of the attraction, catching the fake grass on fire.
Wow, I thought that stuff wasn't supposed
to
burn.
No word yet on the status of the dwarfs or whether or not they're homeless at Disney World.
Oh, boy.
Details to follow. I'm sure that Mary and Heather and all the news people will be on top of that for sure.
All over it.
Yes, all over it for certain. All right. And a little bit more serious travel news. The new American Airlines Advantage program, frequent flyer program, those folks especially with U.S. Airways, the two airlines are merging, so everybody's been kind of holding their breaths, wondering what will happen to the program. The American program is much more user-friendly than the U.S. Airways program.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, the word came down that the new program will look mostly like the American Airlines program and not so much like the U.S. Airways program. So for a lot of people, are trying to figure out what the hell I'm talking about. But the bottom line is, if you travel on American Airlines a lot, exhale. If you travel on U.S. Airways a lot, also exhale. For right now, they're not following the same model that United and Delta are following, where you have to buy to spend so much money and fly so many miles.
Mm-hmm.
They're not adopting that model yet, but my guess is once they integrate the programs and everything's working, why then they will. I hope that their integration goes better than the United Continental integration, which 2 years later we're still working on. But Southwest has been merging with AirTran, and they're about 3/4 of their frequent flyer programs merged yesterday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're about 3/4 of the way through, and there hasn't been a single blip.
Interesting.
So it is interesting.
Now, why do you think that is?
Well, it tells you a lot about how those companies are run behind the scenes, about how well organized they are and how they execute things. And I think it speaks to their general overall operation, that Southwest knows what they're doing and United has its head up. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't think that's a coincidence. All right. Something I wanted to show you and tell our listeners about here today.
Okay.
Today is a lousy day to fly, and there's a lot of delays on big Eastern airports, Newark, Boston, LaGuardia, Philly. They all have had delays all day long.
Okay.
Now, how do I know this? Well, because it's a really easy way. If you're waiting to meet somebody, or you're just wondering what the weather's like at airports on the other side of the country because somebody that you know is flying through them, go ahead.
Well, you can, of course, if you know what airline they're flying in on, and you can look up their
flight status.
That's
right.
But you have a better way?
Well, this is just sometimes the airlines are not always updating things. Sometimes you want to look at two or three different things if you're trying to figure out what's going on. This is real simple. You go to CNN.com. Right up at the top, there's a whole line of different topics that you can hit. You go to CNN.com and you hit the travel button.
Travel button.
And that brings you to CNN Travel. And right here on the right-hand side, it says current airport delays. See, there's a list.
Wow, okay.
And it just says more details on all major U.S. airports. So all you have to do is click twice, and bingo, it will tell you that, like right now, the delay in Boston's 1 hour and 6 minutes. At Newark, it's 1 hour and 37 minutes. And it tells you why there's a weather delay, whether it's weather and what type of weather. So anyway, it's just if you go to CNN.com, you click on the travel button, and then you see where all they list on the right-hand side, all of this. That's a real simple way.
Very nice.
Maybe I should make that into a travel tip someday.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and bill CNN for the free
commercial. We're bad here. We give away free things all
That's
the
good.
Time. Las Vegas. We talked about how food and boutique hotels are becoming the in thing in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes a story that Las Vegas Downtown project. They have a new project to redo downtown.
They always have a new
they
project.
They have had several of those.
You know what the number one bird is in Las Vegas?
No.
The building crane.
The building crane. Well, look at this picture here. This is the Oasis at Gold Spike. And look at that. Isn't that pretty?
It's an old
style 60s hotel.
It does. It looks like it's right out of the 60s. It's even in black and white.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
It only has 44 rooms, and every room is different in this hotel. So you hypothetically could go there and have 44 different experiences. They have a library which sports a collection of books celebrating entrepreneurship. And record players, and they have a collection of vinyl records.
Awesome.
They have bicycles, which they rent to their guests for free, which is a great way to get around downtown. So it's just, you know, if you haven't been to Las Vegas for a while and you're not a strip person, but you kind of enjoy going to Las Vegas, here's the first of what I suspect are going to be many small boutique hotels that are being fixed up in the downtown area.
And they're off the strip.
They're off the strip. This one I would
stay there.
Now
that would
you
be
see,
cool.
Yeah, it's downtown. So I guess I should have told Melissa to put a link to that on the Travel Guys Radio website. Next week, I'll put a link to that hotel, Travel Guys Radio website. We talked in the news about how there's a new booking site that's promising ridiculous hotel deals. It's called hotelpower.com. It's a membership site. You pay $50, $49.95 a year, and they claim to have access to inventories of hotels, 400,000 properties worldwide. And the Smarter Travel folks did a review of this site, and I spent a little time messing around too. And you know, Tom,
what do you think?
They all claim that they have the lowest prices, and if you go on one of these sites, everybody's got a lowest price. But nobody's got the lowest prices across the board. And the other thing is that most of the lowest prices now are tied to independent properties because the Marriotts and the Hiltons and the Hyatts and stuff, they have all promised on their websites that they have the lowest available price.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big reputation issue there, and not to mention whatever they promise people if they find a lower price. So I don't think they really want to get raked over the coals in the news for having people promising people the lowest price and having other people find it. So for independent hotels, if you're not staying in a chain, this is something that might be of hotelpower.com.
Do you know if any of the hotels do price matching, meaning that if you do find it available on another website or whatever that they'll match the lower price?
I don't know.
Have they got into that yet?
I don't know if that happens on websites much, Tom. But, you know, in the old days, roll back 20 years, you went into if there was a cluster of four hotels and you pulled off the freeway and you went into one and the guy wanted 119, you went to the next one and the guy wanted 129. And you said, well, gee, I'd like to stay with you, but the guy over here offered me 129. Would you match it? And in most cases, the people would. They had the authority. And mm-hmm. I'm guessing some hotel employees probably have some of that authority now. But people don't shop by pulling their car up to the front door anymore. They
right.
go to hotels.com or booking.com or any number of websites before they ever get to the hotel. So the negotiation has already taken place. The one thing, though, that I have to caution people is when you're on these websites and you book something, man, you got to follow the letter of the law. Because if you don't, you're in jeopardy of losing your reservation or paying extra fees or having, because a lot of, read the fine print. If you're not buying it directly from the hotel, even if you are, read the fine print, because you really need to know when can you cancel, when can you make a change, when is there an extra charge for leaving early? You might want to know those things before you get in there.
Because there's a good chance that it will no longer be the lowest price.
Yes, exactly. That's as people who fly on Spirit Airlines, an airline that doesn't come to Sacramento yet and hopefully never will, but it's one of those airlines where, yeah, $35 for a carry-on bag and all this kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, people find out that what seemed like a lower fare, if they were an average traveler with average needs, didn't turn out to be quite so lower at all, and they're on a lousy airline. All right, we had a guest from Jack London State Park, excuse me, a couple of weeks ago, and talked about the activities there. Here is something cool they're doing there. If you're looking for something to do the day after Thanksgiving, you know, Black Friday,
mm-hmm.
the stores are all crowded and stuff, here's something really fun. You can do the turkey waddle, the after Thanksgiving Day hike at Jack London State Historic Park. I think that is just a cool idea. From 10 a.m. to noon, they're doing a walk at Jack London Park. So if you're not a shopper and you'd like to do just something and the weather is decent, you know, frequently the weather in November is kind of nice. So you can do the turkey waddle at Jack London State Park.
The wives go off the shopping and the guys go do the turkey waddle.
All right, we'll close the news with this one thought. If fuel prices at the gas pump have come down, what, by 25-30%?
No, you know, absolutely.
Fuel's $3 around town. It was $4. I remember a few months ago. So if traveling by car is so much cheaper and we've watched diesel fuel prices come down and jet fuel has come down, why are airline tickets not going down?
And the answer is?
Demand, because the airplanes are full. There is absolutely no reason to lower the price. If you can get $25 for something, why would you sell it for $20?
It's going to be a long time before you see prices go down.
It's going to be. And if you own airline stocks, probably in about 10 weeks or so, when the next quarter reports, barring any unforeseen circumstances, these guys are going to make a whole lot of money. And that's the travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Coming up after the break, question is going to be, have you ever been on a food tour? If you haven't, you want to be listening, especially if you're going to Hawaii,
ooh,
for our next segment coming up in 3 minutes right here on KFBK.
I'm a traveling man.
Breaking news here on the Travel Guys.
What's
the
that?
Kings beat the LA Clippers.
Yay!
Just a little while ago. That makes them 2 wins and 1 loss.
That will make the people at Sports Leisure Vacations, the underwriter of this program, Sports Leisure Vacations, of course, very happy.
You bet. I think we should end the season right now.
Yeah. The Kings have won twice as many as they've lost. Yes, that would be a good time to end the season. All right, let's get along here. We have a guest on the telephone. Matthew Gray is joining us on the Travel Guys. Matthew is the owner, head cook, and bottle washer at Hawaii Food Tours. Welcome to Travel Guys, Matthew.
Thanks, Mark and Tom. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure. You'll never be had at a better place on a Sunday afternoon. How's the weather in Hawaii, buddy?
Well, you know, typical. Don't hate me. It's mid-80s. It's a blue sky and just gorgeous white puffy clouds all over the place.
I have to say, Matthew, you have one of the cleanest digital phone signals that we have had on this radio program. You're crystal clear. I would swear you're practically in the room. Wish I was in the room there with you, but thank you so much for joining us with such a nice line for our listeners to enjoy.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. You guys have a great show, and I'm really excited about telling your listeners a little bit about what we do out here in Hawaii.
Well, and we have your website up, and for folks who would like to follow along, if you go to travelguysradio.com, there's a link to Hawaii Food Tours, or more simply, just hawaiifoodtours.com will get you there. But if you're driving around, you can hit our website later on, and it will take you to this. Matthew, you've been obviously around food as a reviewer and different aspects of food for a long time. How did you get into the food tour business?
Well, the food tour business was kind of a natural extension of my life as a chef back in Los Angeles. I used to be a chef for rock and roll bands and people in the Hollywood industry, and finally moved to Hawaii about 20 years ago and saw a void in the travel and tourism industry. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to own and operate a company that feeds, entertains, and educates travelers?
Wow.
And so that's how it began. Yep.
I bet you the travelers and the folks that you take on your food tours are, I hate to say this, probably a lot more appreciative and a lot less critical than the rock and roll stars that you used to cook for.
Oh, yeah. These people are there. I mean, first of all, they're already in Hawaii. They're in paradise, so they're predisposed to having a great time.
Sure.
And so when they're putting themselves in the hands of food experts and people who really know the state here.
Well, and you know, Matt, it's become, and we've talked on the show, and people who listen may say, well, gee, you know, you had people from Portland and Seattle and San Francisco and all these food tours all over. It's because it's a great way to see a destination, to combine sightseeing, whether it's history or current events or whatever, with the opportunity to sample cuisine in different areas. And oftentimes when you're eating these things and sampling these things, you're getting an opportunity to interact with people. So it really is the perfect combination. I mean, I'm not surprised that these things are becoming popular all over, because it's not only economical, because you're combining sightseeing and eating all at once. Matthew, you have two great tours on Oahu, the Hole in the Wall Tour. I love that name. And you're going to tell us where it came from, and the North Shore Tour. Tell us a little bit about the products that people can get if they come to the islands and they take a trip with Hawaii Food Tours.
Sure. The Hole in the Wall Tour was a tour we started with the company when we began about 11 years ago. And it was voted the number one tour in Hawaii the past 2 years in a row. What we do with that tour, it's designed to get our guests the heck away from all the touristy areas. And we bring them into parts of Honolulu where only us crazy locals go. And we feed them somewhere between 15 and 20 different foods on the day. That includes all of what I call the foods of Hawaii. And then that's kind of a fusion style of foods and tastes. And they're doing it on their feet. So it's a stand on your feet, watch the world go by kind of a tour. And then we shuttle them in our big, beautiful Mercedes van in between locations. And it's just a great way to learn about the culture and learn about the people. You guys know better than anyone, when you're traveling, if you really want to get to know someone, you sit down, you break bread, you have fun. And that's what we offer every day.
Now, it sounds like these are fairly small groups, the tours that you're taking out.
They are purposely designed to be very intimate tours of 13 guests or fewer.
Outstanding.
Very good. Now, why don't we switch gears and tell us about your new North Shore tour, if you would, Matthew.
Sure. A lot of people learn about Hawaii and they want to go to the North Shore of Oahu, where all the big major surf zones are, and the beaches and the garlic shrimp trucks, which have become famous.
Yeah,
over the years.
Yeah. All the roadside food trucks on Hawaii. Yum.
Right. But, you know, a lot of people feel it's kind of like a daunting pressure to have to rent a car and drive on unfamiliar roads. And so this way they get to be a guest in our comfortable vehicle. We give them the history and the culture of the foods. We feed them the genuine Hawaiian food and all of the local style stuff. We give them a little taste of a cocktail or a Hawaiian locally made beer. And we take them to a coffee plantation and a sugar mill. So they're really seeing these wonderful sites that, you know, they would want to see, but they wouldn't know how to do it on their own.
Matt, how do you give me an idea of what's your favorite stop, maybe either on the North Shore or in downtown Honolulu, something that's really unique and different that you're really proud of?
You know, the Hole in the Wall daytime tour includes about a 90-minute portion of the day when we're inside the Chinatown district. And this is one of the more colorful Chinatown districts all over the world, because we have a wonderful fusion of folks who have comprised it over the past 50 years here in Honolulu. So a lot of people want to see that and maybe are a little bit fearful to do it on their own. I think it's a great place to go because there's just so many different styles and cultures all kind of blended into one small 9-square block area. And I think that people get a big kick out of going down there.
You know what, Thomas, the next time Sports Leisure Travelers go to Honolulu, this is going to be a part of our agenda.
I could see this coming. Yeah. Better be ready, Matthew.
Yeah,
Mike, you're going to have to probably break it up into a couple of different groups, because you probably will have more than 13
traveling. Yeah, but we travel with groups these days of about 20. So yeah, we could make this is just the kind of thing that our people love.
Matthew, on each tour, let's start with the Hole in the Wall tour. What is the one place that most people talk about afterwards that you think is the most popular?
A lot of people have sweet tooth, so we kind of combine a couple of Hawaii's most famous bakeries, and we find at the end of the day when we ask our guests what their favorite part of the day was, a lot of people will say the Cocoa Puff pastry, which is one of the pastries at one of the famous bakeries here in town. So that's always a favorite, and I think that comes to mind for a lot of people. The folks who like the savory foods might say that they like the Hong Kong style barbecue meats. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on the person, but we cater to folks who have both sweet tooths and savory tooths. And so there's so much food on the day that, you know, you really don't need to eat very much for dinner or make it a nice light late dinner because you've had such a fantastic time. And it's a long tour. It's like 9 in the morning till about 2 in the afternoon.
And how about the North Shore food tour? What's the top talk of the town?
Well, there's another pastry on that tour at a bakery. It's called the Snow Puppy, and it's basically a crispy, light, buttery, flaky pastry, jam-packed full of
all right, you guys, here, I have to interrupt your bakery fantasy here, guys, because we're up against the clock. But it's HawaiiFoodTours.com. Matthew Gray has been our guest. You can find them by going to our Travel Guys radio site, or you can find them on the web at HawaiiFoodTours.com. Next time you're headed to Oahu, why not spice up your tour, your visit a little bit by combining a culinary experience with sightseeing? Matthew, thanks for joining us on the Travel Guys.
Thanks, guys. And if your audience wants to call me and ask for a VIP discount for Mark and Tom Travel Guys show, I'll be happy to extend that to them.
There you go.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you, Matthew. And
works.
By the way, these are already, I was looking at the prices, they're reasonably priced to start with.
Yeah,
so
they
that's
are.
An even better deal.
They really are. Thank you, Matthew. All right. When we come back after the break, we are going to give away some gift cards here. We need some contestants to take a national park quiz. If you're somebody who thinks you know a lot about our national parks, 921-1530 and 800-834-1530 are the phone numbers. If you'd like to take a national park quiz, win some prizes. 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. When we come back after the news. Oh, important. We're Tom and I were just sitting here talking. Welcome back to the Travel Guys and talking about the election coming up this week.
Remember to
so
vote.
Does not matter who you are voting for to us. Only matters if you vote. Those people who do not vote lose their opportunity then to complain about what the rest of us have done to them at the polls.
There you go. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK every Sunday at 3 o'clock. Visit our website, the Travel Guys Radio, travelguysradio.com.
That's very good. It's all one word, no spaces.
Travelguysradio.com.
Just start typing and keep going.
One thing you won't find, though, is the quiz that we are about to embark on.
You will not find this quiz because to put the quiz there would have allowed sneaky people to find it and figure out what we're going to do.
What's in our suitcase O prizes
here. The grand prize today is a $50 gift card to Applebee's restaurants. We have a couple of $25 gift cards with Christmas coming up here for The Gap and also for Bath and Body. So we have prizes for all genders. You could use these for yourself. You could use these as a gift to ply favors from, the lady friend or whatever it is that you're trying to do. So we've got some contestants. Here's the way it's going to work. For those of you who are online waiting or for those of you who are listening, we've got 7 questions here about our national parks. We're going to ask them all. To each contestant, you'll just have a couple of seconds. They're all true or false, so we'll need your answers fairly quickly. We'll ask you to hold on the line, and we'll take the next contestant. We have 3 for sure contestants in a standby if we get to her, and whoever answers the most correctly will win the $50 card.
We will tell you at the end of each batch how many you got right. We will not tell you which ones they are, however, as we move through these.
That's it. So let's go to our first contestant up here on line one is Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. You know your national parks, you think?
I think I do.
Okay. Well, here are the questions. They are all true or false. Remember, you've got about 3 seconds to answer each one. First question. The world's largest living single-stem tree resides in Sequoia National Park and is named General Sherman. True or false?
True,
he says. Number 2, a former prison, castles, and a leper colony are all part of the national park system. True or false?
True. That was true.
Okay. Number three, the first national park was created through a law signed by Teddy Roosevelt.
False.
False. Okay. Number four, there are more than 500 waterfalls in Yellowstone National Park.
True.
True. And let's see, question number five. America's highest point is located in a national park in Montana.
False.
False. And Mike sounds pretty confident, Tom. He's ripping through these.
Yes, he is.
The Grand Canyon is the world's deepest canyon.
False.
False. Okay. And last but not least, the largest largest park in the national park system is bigger than Switzerland.
True.
Taru. Okay, let's tally up the results here. Mike, you have done quite well. You have gotten 6 out of 7. So hold on the line. Yes, very good. Little applause in the background there. Mike, hold on the line while we go to our next contestant,
wow.
Of course. That was pretty good.
It was.
That was
Boy,
pretty good.
The only one thing that can beat him is
somebody who can do perfect. Let's go to line two here and see. Lennis is our next contestant. Hi, Lennis.
Hi.
Hi. You ready to go?
Okay,
so we got 7 questions for you here. These are in a different order than what they were for Mike. So, number one, first national park was created through a law signed by Teddy Roosevelt.
True.
True. Question number two, a former prison, castles, and a leper colony are all part of the national park system.
True.
Number three, the largest park in the national park system is bigger than Switzerland.
True.
Question four. There are more than 500 waterfalls in Yellowstone National Park.
True.
Question five. America's highest point is located in a national park in Montana.
False.
False. And number six, the Grand Canyon is the world's deepest canyon.
False.
And the last question, Lennis, the world's largest living single-stem tree resides in Sequoia National Park and is named General Sherman.
True.
All right, Lennis, thank you. 7 questions, 5 correct answers. Ooh, pretty good, though. Pretty good for our first two contestants have only missed 3 between them. My goodness. All right, let's go to our third contestant here. You're listening to The Travel Guys on KFBK, and we're doing How Well Do You Know Your National Parks? Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. The guys, you have a tough act to follow here. The two men have hopped on and gotten 5 out of 7 and 6 out of 7. So to get in the money, you got to know your stuff here.
Okay.
All right, here we go. America's highest point is located in a national park in Montana. True or false?
False.
The first national park was created through a law signed by Teddy Roosevelt.
False.
The largest park in the national park system is bigger than Switzerland.
True.
Number four, the world's largest living single-stem tree resides in Sequoia National Park and is named General Sherman.
True.
The Grand Canyon is the world's deepest canyon.
False.
2 more to go, Caroline. There are more than 500 waterfalls in Yellowstone National Park.
True.
And finally, a former prison, castles, and a leper colony are all part of the national park system.
True.
Wow, Caroline, yep. 6 out of 7 correct. So, yeah.
You got a tie going there.
It's a tie, yeah. This is a horrible thing here for the travel guys, but that's okay. Put Caroline on hold here. We've got time for one more contestant here. So let's go. We've got our standby contestant here, Thomas.
Okay.
And we have time for to do one more. So, Susie, are you there?
I'm here, and
hey,
I'm nervous.
You're nervous. Okay, well, the only way you win, Susie, is you got to ace this sucker because we've got 2 6s and a 5 here. So good luck to you. First question, the Grand Canyon is the world's deepest canyon. True or false?
False.
Question two, a former prison, castles, and a leper colony are all part of the national park system.
True.
The largest park in the national park system is bigger than Switzerland.
False.
The world's largest living single-stem tree resides in Sequoia National Park and is named General Sherman.
True.
Question five, America's highest point is located in a national park in Montana.
False.
Number six, there are more than 500 waterfalls in Yellowstone National Park.
True.
And the last question, the first national park was created through a law signed by Teddy Roosevelt.
True.
True. Oh, Susie, you have four right out of seven.
Oh,
sorry about that. All right. Well, yes, Thomas.
Well, okay. So what are we going to do here, Mark?
Well, we've got two. We will have two first prizes and a second prize here. We will have Caroline and Mike, our winners, with six apiece. And Lennis has five apiece. Why don't we take a break? And we'll come back and we'll give everybody all the correct answers from the quiz.
Sounds like a plan. We are the Travel Guys. Thanks for playing along right here on KFBK. Return in 3 minutes.
All right, let's get back here, Tom. We got a lot to take care of and only 13 minutes to do it. Here are the answers to our national park quiz.
Okay.
America's highest point is located in a national park in Montana. Of course, that is false. The Grand Canyon is the world's deepest canyon, and that, of course, is also false. If we had more time, we'd go through these, but maybe we talk about them in depth next week. The largest park in the national park system is bigger than Switzerland. That is true. There are more than 500 waterfalls in Yellowstone National Park is false. A former prison, castles, and a leper colony are all part of the national park system, and that is true. The first national park was created through a law signed by Teddy Roosevelt, and that is false. The world's largest living tree stem, single-stem tree, resides in Sequoia National Park and is named the General Sherman, and that is true. So that's our national park quiz. Congratulations to our contestants who all got more right than wrong. And we have a couple of $50 Applebee's gift card winners and a $25 winner from Bed Bath & Beyond or something like that. And so we have something really cool now. We're about to meet one of the Jersey Boys.
They were just four guys from Jersey until they sang their first note and changed the sound of rock and roll forever. Jersey Boys, the Tony Award-winning true life musical phenomenon that takes you behind the music and inside the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Oh, what a night.
Jersey Boys, now playing Sacramento through November 22nd only. Get tickets at BroadwaySacramento.com.
Well, a lot of folks probably just thought that was another ad for the California Musical Theater, but no, it's somewhat of an introduction to our special guest. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman and Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons in the background. Mark, why don't you introduce our very special guest?
I still love that music. I especially love that song, but I love that music. And having had an opportunity to... Tom, to see Frankie Valli in person a year before the Jersey Boys broke, and he couldn't hit the high notes then, so I suspect he can't now. But nonetheless, it's a great story. Our guest joining us on the Travel Guys is Keith Hines. Keith is going to be playing Nick Massey, one of the Four Seasons, in Sacramento starting on Tuesday. Keith, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Keith, you mentioned before we went on the air that you've done some things in New York, recently an off-Broadway show there, but that this is your first real big shot with a national traveling show. Is that right?
That is right. That is right. And it's been every bit of a wonderful adventure. I mean, I've wanted to tour my whole life. I'm grateful to jump on board with this one, and I couldn't imagine doing it with a better show.
So where have you been so far with the show? You said it's been a couple of months, so where have you been so far?
That's right. We started in L.A., and that's where I joined the company, and I rehearsed with them there. And then we went to San Diego, and that's where I opened. We're currently in Fresno, and then we come and see you all next.
Yeah, the coming to Sacramento on the 5th. Let me ask you, Keith, playing Nick Massey and that particular role, did you do a lot of research and watch a lot of videos of the bands? And how do you prepare for something like this?
Definitely. We did all of that. We sat around a table, in addition to just the regular rehearsal process, we sat around a table with the associate director for a full day doing dramaturgy work. And he spent the entire day teaching us how these men were influenced, what music they listened to, who they are individually, what they were like when they came together as a band. You know, we did a lot of that work, and it's important because these are living legends. Three of them are still living currently. So it's good. It's good, important work, and we definitely delved into it.
Keith, you said you've been in the theater since you were 16. Can I ask your age?
I'm 29 years old.
Okay, so 13 years in the theater, and now you have an opportunity to be part of a traveling show. Well, obviously, I'm assuming that someday you hope to be on the stage on Broadway.
That's right. Yeah, that's been the goal ever since I started. You know, this is one strong step in that direction.
Something obviously has driven you for 13 years to get to this point. Tell us a little bit about that road.
I've always been a storyteller. I can remember getting up on the coffee table as a kid and recounting family, you know, vacations and stuff for the rest of our family or whatever it was. I've always really enjoyed sharing human experience with anybody who will listen. And this is a window for that.
Let me ask you about the Jersey Boys, the show. You say you've been performing it. You're right in the middle of it in Fresno. Tell me about, an overview of what people can expect when they go to see this. They've seen a lot of clips. There's ads on TV, and you see the Four Seasons look, and you're up and dancing. Tell me a little bit about the show and what kind of reactions you've been getting so far from the audience.
Well, the story is an incredible one. Briefly about the story, it's about four guys from Newark, New Jersey, and they kind of grew up on the wrong side of the track. They're blue-collar kids. And they want more than anything to get up and out of there, and kind of against all odds and with limited options, they started their own band, invented their own unique sound. They wrote all their music and ultimately skyrocketed to being one of the greatest pop sensations of all time. And this is this highlights their ascent and descent and all of the successes and bumps and bruises they experienced along the way. As far as how people take it in, this is the first show I've ever done in my life where you look into the audience and people are literally on their feet singing and clapping along with us. We'll start singing a song, and before we finish the end of the first phrase, you can hear audible gasps,
yeah.
And you can see people lean into each other and whisper and whisper and whisper. And I can only imagine that they're reminiscing, you know, about where they were when they heard the music the first time, or, you know, who they associate it with, or, but it's not, it's also not just appealing to the people who were alive when it came out the first time. There are also people of my age and younger. Everybody knows this music. You really have to be living under a rock not to have heard this music, and it gets people amped. It is very much a complete, everyone is involved, audience and actors alike.
Keith, what's your favorite part of the show?
That's a tough question to answer. There is one chunk of the show that's particularly special to me. We refer to it as the Big Three. It's Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry and Walk Like a Man, packed right side by side each other.
Wow.
And it is something else. It's three of their biggest hits just thrown right out. And the costumes are beautiful, and the choreography is beautiful. The lighting scheme is gorgeous. It's something to behold, and Nick, I hope it's much fun to watch as it is to do.
We're talking with Keith Hines, who is our guest. Keith is part of the cast of Jersey Boys, a show that opens at the Community Center Theater on Tuesday night for what in Sacramento is an extended run. Keith, you need to know you're the big show of the year here. Everybody else only gets a week, but one show a year gets 3 weeks, and this year it's Jersey Boys, and that's based, I'm certain, on the knowing the theater people in town, on the popularity of this show. When it was in San Francisco, in my real life, Keith, I'm a tour operator during the week, and we take people to see these shows, and Jersey Boys, after Phantom of the Opera, was the second most popular show ever when it was in San Francisco, and folks in Sacramento had to go see it. So it's made one appearance here in town, and obviously back for an extended encore because of the incredible popularity of the show. So I'm guessing that you're going to be met with pretty enthusiastic audiences here in Sacramento, because obviously the theater folks have made this their big show of the year based on the requests of the patrons that they survey every year. So you're going to probably have some very enthusiastic crowds here in Sacramento, and I really look forward to seeing the show myself.
Very cool. I look forward to it. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Keith, for your time, and good luck to you. Break a leg, so to speak, at the Community Center. And for those of for those of you who don't have your tickets yet, you can go to travelguysradio.com. We have a link there. We'll take you right to the Community Center box office online, and you can get your tickets to see Keith Hines play Nick Massey in Jersey Boys starting Tuesday.
In fact, if you stick around I talked to myself there. Wow. How did that happen? In just a few minutes, you're going to have an opportunity to win yourself a Jersey Boys
ticket. If you have not gotten tickets to see the Jersey Boys in Sacramento, where they open for 3 weeks on Tuesday night.
Oh, you're going to do it right now? Are you going to wait till the last minute?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we have 3 minutes. So okay, the last minute is only 2 minutes away if we don't do it right now. It's okay. I don't want to mess it up for you. I've got something else I can do here.
Yeah.
I have a lucky sports leisure traveler to note. No, it's okay. You messed up my whole program, but it's okay.
Tough room.
Yeah, it is a tough room. Elaine Fraccia. Oh, gosh, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. It's Fraccia. Elaine Fraccia?
Fraccia.
Who was on our Love the 49ers trip this week. We've been taking people down to see the new stadium with Sports Leisure Vacations.
So you go to the games?
No, we're just going to the stadium. Oh. The games are, you've got to pay a lot of money to sit in a bad seat. So, and the 49ers are not doing too well. Elaine, you have won a $50 Sports Leisure gift card. If you call our office next week because you were listening to the program today, if you call Monday or Tuesday, we will make it $100 instead of only $50. Elaine Fraccia, congratulations. You are the Sports Leisure Vacations winner for the week. Sports Leisure Vacations is the sponsor of the Travel Guys.
Okay,
Now we got Jersey Boys tickets to give away. Is that okay if we do
yes,
that now?
Yes, please. Make it happen, sir.
Okay, we have two tickets to see the Jersey Boys. If you are the lucky caller, the numbers are 921-1530 and 800-834-1530. The fifth caller will win two tickets to see the Jersey Boys, compliments of California Music Theater. And if you do not have your tickets for this yet, please go get some, because if you can afford to see the theater, this is about as good as it gets. If you like musical theater, this is just really a great show. I will be going.
Outstanding. Me too.
Are you? Yeah?
You bet I will. I'll buy my tickets when I get off the air.
We have a really solid program coming up next week.
What's next week on the Travel Guys?
Next week we've got Patrick Bristow. You may remember that name. He's been on Ellen and got Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's all over television. He is our entertainment guest next week. Henry Bernanke, who is our airline pilot with Virgin American Airlines, who we haven't talked to in a couple of years on the air, is going to be in with us next week. And
we have a special guest from the Sacramento International Airport going to talk about all the things that are going to be going on during the holidays, ways to navigate the airport successfully.
And we're doing a whole series with the airport folks. We're going to have them on every couple weeks to talk about different aspects of how to easiest get through the airport. What a great place to get your airport information for the holidays to make you a smarter traveler is right here with the Travel Guys.
All right, folks, that wraps it up. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, all this information and podcasts of past shows can be found at travelguysradio.com. Mark, you have yourself a fabulous week, okay,
buddy?
Thank you,
and we need to just do one other thing here. We need to wish our board operator and engineer, Luis, a happy 30th birthday. So, Luis, happy 30 years on the planet to you today.
Happy birthday, Luis. Yeah, he's waving. That's
He's taking care of everything else. The news is next. We are the Travel Guys. We will see you next Wednesday. Next Sunday at 3 o'clock.
News Radio, KFBK AM.